Zoom meeting here right before I jumped on this call, so I was going to print the agenda, so bear with me here. Roll call, Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich. You're on mute, Jim. Jim Genrich, you're on mute.
I think he's frozen also.
Oh, and he's frozen. He's nodding his head, so we'll call him here. Trustee Sarah. I'm sorry, Sarah. I don't know how to pronounce your last name. Say it for me.
Deutsch. Just think Germany.
Deutsch. I did have it right.
Yes. Okay. And I'm here.
And Trustee Green.
Here.
And Trustee Atwood present. So, bear with me for one second. So I was... Geez, Lynn, thanks.
I am so sorry.
That's right. My fault for not having this printed before.
You know what I end up having to do is two computers to be able to do Zoom on one and all the stuff on the other.
Oh, really? I can. Okay, do I have a motion to modify the agenda as presented?
Move to adopt as presented.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Say aye.
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 Opposed? Agenda is adopted as is. Announcements. We plan to resume in-person village board meetings starting on June 15th. And I'll read through all of these together. Alloway Fest is on Sunday, June 13th from 10 to 3. On a side note, somebody had mentioned to me that food and beverage would not be available this year. Has anybody heard otherwise?
No, but I can find out tomorrow.
Okay. 2021 Poochies and Pints on Thursday, June 17th from 4 until 8. And Alloway Movies in the Park starting June 11th onward. It's nice to have some in-person things happening again. Feels like we're coming out of this. So, any comments on announcements? Public comment. Carrie, did we receive any?
No, I did not.
All right. Moving on into old business. Action regarding Resolution 2021-23, amending Class B beer and Class B liquor license fees for the 21-22 licensing year for renewal applicants from our 5/18/21 meeting. Now, if memory serves me right, we moved to cut those fees in half, and there was a motion to approve, a second, and we were all in favor. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Any other discussion on that? Moving on to new business. Action regarding finance personnel. Go ahead. What, Carrie?
We need a motion to approve.
Oh, we do? I thought it was...
The resolution.
Did we not vote on that last time?
I thought we did.
Yep, you did. We just need a motion to approve the resolution as well.
Oh, okay. So we've got a motion to approve by Trustee Genrich. I'll second it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Discussion? Adopted. Approved. New business. Action regarding Finance Personnel Ad Hoc Committee minutes from May 24th, 2021. Credit card service. Carrie, can you help me out on that?
No, I can go ahead and take that.
Okay.
Yes. Currently, the village has multiple providers for credit card services, and it would be for our benefit to consolidate them under one service. Julie had reached out to some providers and just brought in cloud or invoice cloud. And what we're looking at is the finance committee is recommending entering into a 3-year contract with invoice cloud. Current proposal is 2.75% per transaction, and the village was to, or staff was to determine if a higher per transaction cost would be available. We spend, in 2020, we spent just over $9,000 in credit cards fees. So what we're asking is that.
No, I'm going to go sit in the other room.
Could you? Thank you.
What the finance committee is recommending is the approval, but what we're looking at doing is asking that the 2.75 that the finance committee approved and ask that we look into a couple other options to reduce the village's costs. Two other options were received at 2.85% and 2.95%, and we're looking at allowing staff to determine what the best option is to proceed. So the approval, what we're looking for is the approval of entering into a 3-year contract with Invoice Cloud and looking at a interest rate charge between 2.75 and 2.95 to give us some options that we can further determine what is the best for the village to help reduce our costs.
And Brad, our current rate is what?
They're all over because we have various providers.
Okay.
Brad, if I can throw in my 2 cents, just from the finance committee meeting, it was trying to consolidate the charges into one provider. We'd have more consistency on the different fees being collected and ultimately reduce some costs for the village, but keep it as a consistent method of payment for the residents of the village.
Correct. That's a good memory.
Any other discussion on this? So I'm assuming this is an action item, so we need a motion to approve.
I would make a motion that we approve the layout that Brad mentioned in terms of 2.75 to 2.85 for the consolidated credit card service.
9.5.
I will second that, Trustee Sampson.
Thank you. Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any further discussion? Motion approved. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Audit contract, is that in your...
I'm going to let Julie take that one.
All right, Julie.
I have no contract, though. We're at the end of our contract with CLA that does the financial audit for the village. And what we had discussed at Finance Committee was just reaching out to them to get an extension. So we're asking for a 2-year extension with the option of a 3rd year, but I have not yet received that proposal.
Okay. Go ahead, Matthew.
I don't know how much urgency there is on getting this approved tonight. Should we wait and postpone a vote on it till the meeting of the 15th once we do have the contract to be able to review?
I think that sounds like a good idea, just to table it until the next meeting.
Then I would make a motion to postpone until the June 15th meeting or when we do have an acceptable and approved by or reviewed by our village attorney audit contract.
I will second the motion to table.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Any further discussion? All right. Tabled until the next meeting. Item number 7 on new business, action regarding U.S. Cellular Second Amendment to Tower Lease Agreement.
I'll take that one, too. U.S. Cellular reached out. They wanted to do some equipment upgrades. And in doing so, they worked through Sean, Trevor, Kevin, and myself. And then we, in turn, hire McMahon to review the specs to make sure that it is something that's not going to cause any harm to our water tower. That fee gets passed on to the provider. The provider has reviewed everything and has no problems with the upgrade in the equipment, so that's what the amendment is. And since it is a contract, and it's a rather long contract, Village Board approval for this is necessary.
Okay, just on a side note, didn't we have some issues a couple of years ago that we needed some things cleaned up on that site with the amount of signs and everything that they had nailed all over that building?
I don't believe that was U.S. Cellular.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we have action item on a request to amend the tower lease agreement. We need a motion for this.
I would make the motion that we accept the recommendation, U.S. Cellular amendment to the existing lease agreement.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Trustee Harris, second. Any other discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Oh, opposed? Okay, number 8, action consent agenda. Can I take these all together, or is that not allowed?
Yep, you can. Carry?
Yep.
Okay. All right, approval of Village Board minutes dated 4-12, 4-20, and 5-4 was item A. Item B, accept and place in file minutes from Park and Rec's Forestry Committee dated 4-27, Plan Commission dated 3-22 and 4-26, Finance Personnel Ad Hoc Committee dated 4-12, 5-24, approval of accounts of payable dated 4-30, 5-6, 5-14, 5-21, and 5-27. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve and accept and place on file where appropriate.
Thank you, Matthew. Second? I'll second that. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Reports in discussion. My pet peeve here. Sean, had to give you an opportunity to give a report on this. Compression braking, number 9. What did you learn on that? Anything?
I did. I first drove by the sign that was placed at City to Pier limits. We got an echo. But the sign that they had placed, no engine braking signage, that is a connecting highway into Pier. They have jurisdiction and maintenance responsibilities for Highway 57 or North Broadway Street. And it is also considered a conventional highway. They were able to sign it because they have the jurisdiction over Highway 57 in De Pere. I talked to Eric, Sikorsky, and Rod Hamilton at the DOT, both are traffic engineers, and had asked if there would be any possibility of installing a no engine braking or no compression braking sign on Highway 57 or Highway 172 or the on or off ramps, and he said no. They don't allow for that type of sign to be placed on a freeway or an expressway or interchange. And that's mainly for safety reasons. When I talked to Rod, at the DOT, Rod, if you remember, recall, about a year and a half ago, had completed a speed survey on 172. I had asked him when he was out in the field if he had determined where the noise was coming from. Was it a result of the speed limit change at Libel Street on 172 from 65 to 55, or was it associated with the interchange, the on and off ramps? And when he was out there, he had said it was mainly due to the exiting of vehicles at Webster Avenue, or possibly acceleration of vehicles to get on 172. So, unfortunately, they're not open to the placement of a sign.
Well, it was worth asking again. Thanks for checking into that.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Any other future agenda items anybody would like put on file? With that, we'll convene in a closed session. It's in pursuit to Wisconsin Statute 19.85(1)(e), deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specific public business wherever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. Do I have a motion to move into closed session?
So moved.
And I will second that. And we need a roll call. Trustee Sampson?
Aye.
Trustee George?
Aye.
Did I get that right?
Sure. I didn't even really catch
Trustee
what you
Harris?
Said.
Trustee Harris?
Aye.
Trustee Genrich?
Aye.
Trustee Green?
Aye.
And Trustee Atwood present. We are in closed session. If I did not name your name, if you could, please.